Good morning, Masechet Erevin, Daf Nun Vav. We're starting at the bottom of Nun Hamud Bet. So we've got a couple of quotes. Amar Rav Huna, Kol Ir She'en Ba Yerek, Ein Tamid Chacham Rashai Ladur Ba. So Rav Huna says there, we saw yesterday, that basically if you any town where there isn't vegetation, right, like good fresh vegetables, so Tamchom should live there. We saw that we want Tamchom to live in an area where there's fresh fruit and it's cheap, easy for him to learn, etc. It says, it seems over here that from this we learn that vegetables are something very good for you, right? Malia, it was Vahatanya. We've got a bright that says, Shosha, right? And the Masura Shatz adds the Shosha Dvarim, the three things, Shemarbin Razevel, basically cause a lot of problems, right? Vachovafinet Akoma, the Kut Rashi from Masech Pesachim says, Kumar Metishin Kocho, weakens him. And basically you start blinding him as well. It takes 1/500th of his sight away. But alien, what are they? Pat kiber. Rashi says here, pat kiber. Shnudrin belaz. There's a likut Rashi over here. Masech Ketubot, it says, kibura kemach she'enu yafe. Shusim menu pat kibur v'korin shandar. It's basically very bad bread. Not very good quality bread. V'shechar chadash. Avia as well, and this is some sort of like a properly fermented beer of some kind. Vierek and vegetables. So you see, Avia, on the contrary, that vegetables are pretty bad for a guy. And you say the vegetables are ma'alia for Tavi Chochem. What is Lokasha? Ha betume v'charti, ha b'sharia ketume here is shum. Okay, the tough and the sheen often interchange that we've seen. So ha betume, so garlic and leeks, ha b'sharia ke. Look at Rashi. Tumim bekarti, lo ma'alu kach shamati. Rashi says, yeah, these don't work, and other vegetables do work. Or the Rashi says the other way around. V'nir'a be'enai, tumim bekarti, mali. It's actually the other way around, Rashi says. That the leeks and garlics are good for you. V'achitanya chamshad v'rayim ne'emru, we'll see in a moment. Right, k'letanya, we've got the brighter coming up now. Shum, yerek, shum is a vegetable. Krishin, chatzirek, and leeks are half vegetable. Because they do half as good for you as shum does. Nir'a, Son nira sam chayim. The Bible says, if you see radishes, so that's a sam chayim, that's a spice of of life. Which is v'hatanya nira son nira sam hamavet. Same idea now. So we brought a mamar and a bride who said the opposite, which was vegetables. Don't we say that radishes are like some sort of cause you bad? We said, look, Asher, kan balin, kan bimahot. One are the leaves and one is the actual root itself. Kamul chama and kamul gashamim. One would be depending if it was winter, depending on summer. Rashi says, yeah, the second narrow wide line to Rashi there. Bemot hachama yafin, shemetzananin et aguf. So it's a play on the words from tznon. So in the winter, it's good for you. Right? So in the summer, it's good for you. Right? In the winter, it is bad. So two different ways of explaining tznon over there. One would be the leaves, one would be the radish, the actual root itself. Might be in the summer, it would be good for you. In the winter, it would be bad for you. Right? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar. Kol Yir, now. Kol Yir she'yesh ba ma'alot u'mordot. So any town that's got like lots of, basically like imagine San Francisco, right? All those like going up and down all the time, right? Very, very hilly type of place. So people, that's before they built the tram in San Francisco. Okay, so he says both animals and humans, they die, live only half their life. In other words, they just wipes them out. So the one says, Meitim Sakadachri, what do you mean they die? What's Ela Ema? Maskinim b'chatzir men. They get older in half their life. Look at Rashi over there. Maskinim. Maskinim b'bnei ha-torach. Because it's such hard work. Okay. Somebody who'd have read Rabbi Shah. Hane mulyata. Devei biri. Or devei nourish. Iskunun. So he brings an example. So Rabbi Huna b'rei Rabbi Yeshua. This mulyata. Right. So Rashi, in the Mesura Shasti, brings gives from the Aruch, which is not mulyata. Uperush rechasim for him, like very high hills and etc. An area where you've got very high ways to go, right? Iskenun, they make you old. Rashi says over there that baby and bein arash oshtu ayarot shtei ayarot v'yesh bein zulazom alot umrodot v'hein muliat. A lot of hills and valleys to walk up and get high areas. You've got a lot of climbing to get to these different places. Okay. Now the Gemara goes back. Now we finished with a bit of the good eitzes. Now the Gemara goes back to our subject of squaring off the city. So we saw that if you've got a round city or you've got a narrow on the one side, wide on the other side, whatever the case is, you're going to square off, you're going to make this city to nice square. Okay? So now I'm making an admission in advance. This is a lot of astrology and understanding the suns and the equinoxes and the solstices and all this sort of stuff and the seasons. Not my shtick. Don't understand much of it. I'm not sure how relevant. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it. There's a lot of rushes over here. I'm going to skip through most of them. We have a very, very basic understanding of what's going on over here. I apologize for any of you who want a more detailed understanding. Can refer you to Artscroll or Steinsaltz, English or Hebrew. They have a lot of time and effort in it. You've got the whole cholam weight to sit at home and in your sukkah and become experts on it. I apologize, but you're not going to become an expert from me this morning. Okay, having said that, let's do this quickly. Now the Gemara says like this. Bali Rava, right, if you're coming out of square off a town, so now you've got this city here and you want to keep, you want to basically make its borders, right, of the Tchum. So he says like this, Ba'al Yirah, Mirav'ah Beribui Olam. Okay, so now we saw yesterday the whole idea, we had Havam, yesterday there was a square city that was square like this, and north was here, you put another square around it, and we said no. But now you're coming to make a round city square or create borders around a town, widen, straighten, etc. The Gemara says like this, that you do right, so you try and find the north and the south and the east and the west, and you create those borders. No tens for now, it's for olam. You make north to the cause the north, the drum and the drum olam, and south to the south olam. And if you look at Rashi over here, beribu olam, no tens for now, it's for olam. Velo ba'alach sonoshlam. You don't go to the diagonals, right? V'simanech, right, or simanayich. Now, and your sign for understanding this is agala. Egla b'tzafon v'akra b'darom. So you look in the star signs, the zodiacs, right? So you're trying to see which is north and which is south. So your agala, your calf, is to the north, and the akrab and the crab, right, is to the south. Rashi says they're mazalot, and these are the mazalot. So you're trying to see which is the south, which is the north. Now, I would imagine it depends if you're in the northern hemisphere or the southern hemisphere. Right, but anyhow, be that as it may, like I said, I'm not an expert, I don't want to start saying like I know too much. Okay. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Imani Yodel Rava Birvur Shlolam, if you don't know. So the first Gemara was very simple. Tanakhama says there that you basically look at the zodiacs. Rabbi Yossi says, if you aren't sure, Birvur Shlolam, right, Imani Yodel Birvur Shlolam, says, She'enu Makir Mazel, you don't know the zodiacs, right, like me, you don't know the zodiacs. Now you're stuck, now what do you do? Right, Mirava Kamin Atkufa. So then it says you go according to the season. Go now to the seasons, and we'll see that the sun during the different seasons of the year has a slightly different route. Because everybody knows in the summer the sun's high, in the winter the sun's low. Okay? So basically the sun will move between the sun's always going to go from east to west. But as it goes from east to west, it'll move, can go more northerly or more southerly. Okay, so the more northerly, the more southerly, that will give you an idea of where the north and south is. So basically, you need to spend a year. You need to spend a year. You now need your Eruv tomorrow, your Tchum tomorrow. You've got to wait a year now and track the sun. And next year, you'll be able to know what to do. Okay, or you can, I suppose, do a simulation on a computer. So now, Mirvat Kibin Tkufa. So Ketzat, how will we do that? Chama Yotza B'Yom Aruch. On a long day, meaning in the summer days, the sun goes out, v'shokat b'yom aruch, zeh b'nei tzafon. So when it's in the summer, it goes the long distance, according to the sun is going in the northerly side. V'shokat b'yom aruch, zeh b'nei tzafon. Chama yotza b'yom katzar, in the winter months when the days are short. V'shokat b'yom katzar, zeh b'nei darum, then it's more to the south. So by you identifying the different routes of the sun, you'll get an idea which is the north and which is the south, because it will show you the direction. Tkufat Nisan, Tkufat Tishrei. Right, in the Tkufa of Nisan and Tishrei. So now Nisan, you know, we got four seasons, right? We actually got the four equinoxes or four solstices. They're very similar, depending on how close they are to the difference between the equinox and the solstices are basically the main difference is something to do with like the distance from the sun and the earth is from the sun or something like that, right? In the equinoxes, that the closest to the sun, and the solstices is basically the from the equator. If you measure from the equator to the sun, you get the distances of the sun to the equator of the earth. So in the solstice is when it's the furthest away. The equinox is when it's closest away. So you've got the winter, spring, summer, and autumn, right? And you've got, in Hebrew, you call it the Kufot Tishrei. So Nisan is actually autumn. And then you've got Tammuz is summer. And then you've got Nisan is spring. And then you've got Tammuz is summer. Nisan, yeah, Sivan starts the spring. Then you've got Tammuz is the summer. Then you've got Tishrei, which we're in now, starts the autumn. You see, it's starting to be a little bit cooler now, right? And you've got Tevet is the winter. Okay, so those are the different seasons, the equinoxes and solstices between them. See how the Gemara says like this. Tkufat Nisan, Tkufat Tishrei. So now Nisan is spring and Tishrei is autumn, right? So those are pretty similar, right? So those Chama Yotza b'chatzi Mizrach v'shokat b'chatzi Marav. And the Shiva Holech Adrom Sovel Tzafon. They go from the south and goes to the north. And Holech Adrom Yom in the daytime, Vesovel Tzafon Malala. Sovev Sovev Holech Haruach, Eilu Pnei Mizrach Pnei Malala. That's a pasuk Gemara learns it from. So that's already giving you an idea that during the spring and autumn times, the sun's a little bit different. So in the winter, it's very low. In the sun, it's very high. And in the spring and in the autumn, it's more like in the middle. Okay? Right. So Amar Bashasha. Now we went through all of that, and now we saw, like we saw the other day, when we brought we had the simanim there of was in a different volume, was in the previous stuff that was in about, I think there we had it in about where was it? We had over there all the simanim of the Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Meir, etc. on Memvav. Wow, it's exactly 10 daf ago. On daf Memvav, we had the simanim there of Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Yossi, etc. Rabbi Huda, Chabrav, Rabbi Akiva, etc. Rabbi. And we had a Mesharsh, remember? And Mesharsh said that he doesn't agree with all that simanim. And he brought a whole bunch of Gemara to show that the Gemara actually said, Rabbi Meir, if there's klalim, why do we need Hilchata? And we said that basically Rav didn't hold those halachas. So yeah, Rabbi Mesharsh again. The Gemara brought, Rabbi Yossi brought over here. Yeah. This whole list of signs of how you can know where the north and where the south is comes along Rabbi Mesharshia and says, Rabbi Mesharshia, let nehu lani klale. We don't hold of all these klalim. These things don't really work. Rashi, the very first wide lines. Daman el chama yotza biyom aruch. He says, that's a nice psukim. It's very nice, but it doesn't really work. The Tanya. Lo yatza chama me'olam miken mizrachi tzfonit v'shka v'ken ravi tzfonit. It never happens as a brighter that the sun went from the northeasterly corner and set in the northwesterly corner. V'lo yatzah chama mikir mizrachit romit v'shakal b'kir meravit romit. Doesn't happen. Okay, so Mesharshia doesn't like this. He knocks it out and says that all these klalim aren't of any use. So now, while we're still on the subject of equinoxes and solstices, Rama Shmuel says like this, Ain't kufat nisan, right, this is the spring, okay? Kufat Nisan is the spring. Nofelet ele ba'arba'a rivi'ei hayom. So it's going to start, right, in the four quarters of the day. In other words, I think that means towards the end of the day, right? So it's only going to start towards the end of the day. In other words, at the beginning of the day, beginning of the night. It was never in the middle of the day. Right? I'm going to be honest with you, I'm not sure that means that either. So it's always in one of the quarters. I don't understand. One and a half hours, or 7 hours. So it's never going to be in the middle of the day, it's going to be the beginning of the day or the end of the day. I'm not sure. This is the autumn season. And lofelet ella or b'shloshaot or b'teshashaot or 3 or 9 hours. Bam yom emelad. V'ain tkufat teivet nofelet. Right, this is the winter. El or b'arba mechza or b'eser mechza. Bam yom emelad. V'ain b'ain tkufah letkufah ele tishim v'echad yom v'sheva shot to mechza. Now we know over here he says that each season lasts for the maximum of 91 days and 7.5 hours. So every 91 days, which is more or less 3 months. Okay, if you've got months of 30 and 29 and 30 and a bit of day, hours, etc., it's more or less 3 months is the season. And the most you could have an overlap of the two different seasons is half an hour. Okay, I made my declaration at the beginning of the sugya, right? I was very upset that I'm not giving a much more detailed explanation. I can see it in his face. But anyhow, he'll have to, he'll spend more time this afternoon looking it up. Can I ask Shmuel? En lechat kufat Nisan shenofelet betzedek. He says it will never be that the kufa of Nisan, I think over here what he means is that it won't start, right? Betzedek, because we know that that every day the planets have different hours of the day. Like you can be born under the planet of Jupiter, and depending on what time of the hour of day you're born. So I think what he's saying over here is Shmuel was an expert. Okay. That the Kufav Nisan, the spring season, won't ever fall during that hour. She'ena, and if it does fall in that hour, right? He says it shouldn't fall in that hour, but if it does fall in that hour, basically the wind that will be caused as a result, I think the wind, will cause the trees to be broken. And such a powerful force will come, right? As the Einachat Kufat Tevet, and now again, this... with the winter, see, Rashi no Philip, but if it falls during Jupiter, it will dry out everything. And the Gemara says, "Vehu di ityaled levana or belevana or betzedek." Look, Rashi at the bottom, yeah. "Vahani mered ityaled molad levana shel Nisan or shel Tav b'shat levana b'shat tzedek." That's what he says there when he says she'enachat kufat Nisan shel Philip. I think he's saying, yeah, that the molad of the moon is at that time. So the molad, we do know a little bit about the molad. We announce the molad every month. Kiddush Levana, you know, in the moon, the Molad is basically when the moon, it's like at its smallest, as it's got to its smallest, it starts opening up again, it starts waxing again. At the beginning, that is the Molad. Okay. So with that, we had a quick introduction to astrology. And now we're going back more to the actual tachlis of creating these matrixes around the town. I want to just use this picture over here, right? Can you all see that picture? Right, if you look over here, you've got a town in the middle, okay, and the town is round. So we said that we square off the town, right? So really, we pick up those corners. Now, what's happening is, we've got 2,000 amas there, 2,000 amas there, 2,000 amas there, and 2,000 amas there, right? So that is the easy part. If you look at this picture over here, you've got the brown. The brown is your amma, your tchum, your tchum, your tchum, and there's your town in the middle. But now we make a square. So making a square around it, we pick up this corner, this corner, this corner, and this corner. So now if you're walking from your town, if you pick up that extra little bit of space over there, and now if you see that line around it, right, we're going to start discussing how this whole area basically becomes part of your tchum. So you get a very, very, very big tchum and all the nafkaminot around it. So I'm trying to think. Clive, can you pick up those pictures maybe onto the screen? So you see how you can do. So now the Gemara says like this. Hamarabaya etair. Right, or selta kamin tavla merubat. You make it up into like a square matrix. Right, look at the first thing. Osina Rashi says, yeah, kamin tavla merubat. Lekaman mokila abemata tavet trey alfe, a trey alfe be gula kishata mosif ribu alef. Rashi, we're going to see just now in the middle of the Amud that to be explained that this whole structure that we're going to show now, where you've got the 2,000 amas and 2,000 amas works, when does that work? Says Rashi over here. When you had a town which was round, and by you making it into a square, right, it became a square which was 2,000 by 2,000 amas. Okay? So you see that, look at the last lines of the wide Rashi there. So then you had a ribua lavihi kamintav lama rubat or kakrofa, but chumea kamintav like a square rubat or kankrofa, and the length and the breadth are the same. which is 2,000 amos. Now you've got 2,000 also to walk. There we are, as you can see on the screen. Now you've got 2,000 amos. So we had in the middle of the city, we made a square. Okay, now you've got 2,000 to go on each left, south, north, east, whatever. Now you go and you square it again. Right, so you put a big square around it. Okay, so you can only start seeing now that we've got this in the middle here. If can you see my mouse, by the way? Can you see my mouse? Can you see my mouse moving, anybody? No. Okay, so my mouse is no good, yeah? Okay, so in the middle you can see you've got the square, then to the dark colors, the dark squares, right? On the outside, those are the tchumin. We go tchum, because you can go from either square. But now you've got what's called kranotia. Kranotia are the corners. So you've got kranot starting on the left, 1, 2, 3, 4. Then on the right, 5, 6, 7, 8. Then down, 9, 10, 11, 12. And then 13, 14, 15, 16 of the kranot, right? On the lighter squares on the outside. Okay, so that is basically what gets created over here as you make this matrix. So look back in the Gemara. So it says, Oseh otan kemin tabla merubat. V'chozer umra ba'et ha'tchumin. V'oseh otan kemin tabla merubat. And now, Kishumo dead, right? Loyim dod mi emtza hakerid. Have you not got that picture now? Okay, so now we have to use my picture. Yeah, there's a picture of me. Yeah, there we are. That's what I want. Right, but that doesn't really go up again. No. Just close the pictures for a second. Look at this picture over here. See, this is what the Gemara say. When you measure the tchum, right? So there. If you would measure from here, right, you would only get to here. Because that from that where that round is, you got 400 amas there. And then you'd go from there to that, it'll be 2,000 amas. But you don't. You pick up that 400 and that 600, and you pick up another batch over there. So your area that you can walk is much longer. Okay? So that's what the Gemara is saying over here. What's this over here? Because you lose the corners. So if you would only measure, like from the middle of the keren, right? Like let's say from there to there, or from there to there, you'd lose that. You pick up all that distance. Look in your diagrams in this book over here, it's page 68, picture 203, right? You're getting 800 meters on the top corner and 400, you get extra 1,200 meters, 1,200 amas. To walk, if you're walking at that diagonal. Right? Ela mevi tabla merubat, chi alpai mama alpai mama, umenichin bekem brach sona, you put it on there, nimzata ir mista keret, arba meot amot, 400 amas lakan, the arba meot amot lakan. Right? So those are those corners. You pick up over here, that distance there, from there to there is 400 amas. Right, so that's what you benefit by making the square over here. That's for starters. I'm going to go, Nimtzu tchumim mistakrin 800 amas. The kind of shmur, so you basically get, and you get an extra 800 amas, right, on either side. Because by going from here to here, there you've got 800, and there you've got 800. So you pick up 400 there and 800 there. So this whole area, right, your tchum over here has increased by 1,200 amas on each side. You got an extra, basically, if you would have just gone from here to here, and from here to here, you would have 2,000 amas. You get 800 and 400, another 1,200 on each side. So your tchum is more or less more than doubled. I guess from going to 2,000, you've gone to 4,400. You pick up an extra, like we said, 1,200 amas in either direction. Okay? So now, Abai explains what we saw, Rashi already brought this early on. Amar Abaya, umishkachat la, when does this work? If to begin with, we had 2,000 by 2,000, then that becomes 2,000, that becomes 2,000, that becomes 2,000. So I think what Rashi is really saying, and the Gemara is even saying, is that if this over here was bigger than 2,000, So this button, if this round area here, let's say it was a much bigger round like this, and you put a big square, so this would be more than 400. If that's more than 400, then that would be more than 800. So essentially, you could pick up a huge distance around your town by doing this matrix, one on top of the other. Okay, so Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi. Now, while we're discussing the towns over here, we go now and discuss the Arei Levim as well. Because the Arei Levim, in other words, the Din and Mitzvah that was given to Moshe and Yeshua and implied there were 48 Arei Levim, which also serves as Arei Miklat. And the Levim would live in those towns. And then around the town of the Levim, they also got 2,000 Amas. Right, 1,000 Amas had to just be empty. That was called a Migrash. It was just for basically to enable the beauty of the town to be seen. And then another 1,000 Amas strip around the town. They were allowed to use it to plant stuff for their fields and their vineyards, etc., for the Levim to work like a work area. It's actually very interesting today in Moshavim, you have what's called Chelkat Aleph and Chelkat Bet. Right? So Aleph is right by your house. And then you also can own a portion of the common ground outside the Moshav. That's Chelkat Bet. So it's the same idea. The Levim had Chilka Aleph. They had their homes in the town. Then they had a piece of ground outside the town where they could go and they could farm. So now, Arei Lezer Rabbi Yossi, Tchum Arei Levim Alpay Mama. So the Tchum was 2,000 Amas. So it goes like this. Tzemehen Erif Amar Migrash. Right? Take off from there. Right? 1,000 Amas. And that was Migrash. And like I said, Migrash, if you look down back in the Rashis now, so you look at the very wide lines of Rashi, about six lines into the middle of the very wide lines, it says, Tzemihen Svibair, around the town, Elef Amar Le Migrash. That's called Migrash. She'ein not in velo zorin sham, ele me'endichin oto le noi ha'ir, kene metargem ravchei karva. Right? Unklus translates it. It's just for the richat ha'ir, okay? To make it beautiful. So that is the 1,000 Amas, right? And then it says there, Nimtza, if you take off 1,000 Amas around it, so then Gemara says over here, Nimtza Migrash Revia, that the Migrash, the unplanted, this unfarmed area, is a quarter of it, right? Rashi says, yeah, look, coming from, say in a moment what this quarter means. Vashar Sadot Vekarmim. V'kramim. Look at Rashi. V'ashar. Shara tchum, sadot v'kramim. V'chutz de tchum, lo haya lehem klum. So now the Levim had this 2,000. The Gemara says, if you take off 1,000 around it, so a quarter of it ends up being migrash. Now, you can see Rashi says is really what's going on over here. Because if you've got, this is the area of the Levim. And let's say this is their town over here. So they've got 2,000, 2,000. 2,000, 2,000. We'll see in a moment how the corners work. If you take 1,000 off there, 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, right? So even if it's 2, 4, 6, 8, and now they've got 1, 2, 3, 4, it's not a quarter, it's a half. If you take this whole area, right, and you count, and you say that you do the same thing like we saw with the town, and you create a matrix, so it's not 2,000 only there, you also fill in the corners, and they've got 1,000 around there, right? So if you count 1,000, you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. There's 12,000, and that would be 24,000. So it's still half. How do we get to a quarter of the ground being a Midrash? Is the question clear? Right? So that's going to be the question. What is it like this? So where do I know this? Rashi says over here, well, now I'm going to be asking a question. The Migrash Elef Amma. Where do I know that the Migrash is 1,000 Amas? Okay, because we said that we take 1,000 Amas is the Migrash, and the balance is for the fields. Right, so Amar Ravid, Amar Kra, because the Pasuk says, Mikira Ir V'chutz Elef Amma Saviv. Right, so that Pasuk is pretty straightforward. This is a Pasuk in the Midbar. So Migrashei Harim Asher Titnu Levim, from the ground of the cities you give to the Levim, Mikira Ir V'chutza Elef Amas Saviv, from the walls of the city outside 1,000 Amas. That seems to be straightforward from the Torah. And Amrit Torah, right? So Rava says like this, Amrit Torah, Sivev eta irba elef. If you surround the city with 1,000 amas, nintza migrash revia. And it turns out now that the migrash is a quarter. So the Gemara says, revia palga. It's half, like we just saw, we did the maths, right? It's either, if you're counting just the 2,000 bats each, it's half of those. Or if you add the corners, it's either it becomes 12 out of 24. Or it's 4 out of 8. So how do we get to a quarter? So Gemara says, palgave. So Amarava Ada, Amarava Bar Ada, Meshuch, Amarava Bar Ada, Meshucha Asbir. So Rava says that Bar Ada, and Rashi points out that Bar Ada was his name. Rashi says, Shem Haya, Shem Haish, right? And Meshucha, says Rashi, Metzayen Tchume Ha'ir. This is a guy we call today a more dead, right? So here, Bar Ada, the Meshucha, explained to me Asbirli. He went to professional Rav and he got an explanation of how it works out as the quarter. What does he say? Mishkachat la, when do we see that this works? V'mata d'havia tre alfa, tre alfa. Like we saw early on in this town, which is to begin with, is 2,000 by 2,000 amas. So it's 2,000 amas. Tchum kama havia. Right, so how big would a tchum be? The tchum would be shitsar, would be 16 amas. Why would it be 16,000 amas. We're talking about to take 1,000 amas. So you think it would be 16. Right? Why would it be 16? The tchum would be 16 because we're going to take over here. There's the town. The tchum would be 1, 2, 3, 4. Right? So this is 1, 2. Right? So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 5. Hold on 1 second. I battled to understand this actually. Eh? Says tchum have shitza. So the tchum to begin with will be shitza, that's right, because the tchum is 4, 8, 12, 16, right? If you go out there, the dark ones are the tchum, okay? So you've got 4,000 amas, 1, 2, 3, 4, 4,000 square amas, right? It's actually more than 4,000. Now, let's say that's 1,000 square amas, 1,000 square amas, 1,000 square amas, 4,000 square amas, 4, 8, 12, 16. So the tchum is 16, right? So this is like this, the tchum is 16. Kranot kamahavian, also 16. And your kranot as well, 4, 8, 12, 16. Right? So you got 4, 8, 12, 16, 4, 8, 12, 16. So now you got basically 32. Hashitzar. Right now, tchum kamahavian shitzar. Kranot kamahavian shitzar. Dal tamnia de tchumin. So now take half the tchumin out. So half the tchum goes out because we've got 1,000, right, around there. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Your tchum now is 8. Right? Half the tchumim. Right? Dal tamnia tchumim. Va'arba de kranot. Right? And now all four corners. Arba, 1, 2, 3, 4. So over there, you've got 8 and 4 from the corners. So now, kama v'enchitza dal tamnia tchumim. Va'arba de kranot. Tresa. Right? So now we've got 12,000. So we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Okay, from the corners there. So we've got 12,000 is the tchum. Alright. So he says, Vava Kurukhame Tresa, Nimtza, Migrash, Revia. So the one says, so now that's actually, Rashi says they beat me up. That's a question. What? So now you've done all of this, Nimtza, Migrash, Revia. So really, if we've got that, now it's 12,000, is the Migrash half? If the midrash a quarter, it's actually half. What do you say? What?
It's a third, not a half.
It's 12 out of, no, not yet. At the moment,
at 12.
No, at the moment, it's 12 out of 24. 4, 8, 12, 16, 24, a third out of 32,
the
sorry.
Is a third.
It's the midrash is 12 out of 32. It's not a third yet. 12 out of 32. We haven't yet counted the city. You're already on the next Gemara. Right?
More than the third, okay.
Right? It's 12 out of 32. Sorry, it's 12 out of 32. This is 4, 8, 12, 16, 20, 24, 28, 32. And now we've got 12 out of 32. Still not a quarter. Right? Nimtza migrash revia. Tvei mitlata ninu. He said it's a bit more than a third. 12 out of 32. It's more than a third. So one said, no. You're missing the last important point over here. IT arba de mate shalayu. Add in the four of the town. And now you've got 12 out of 36. So still, that's not a quarter. Right? So it's the IT, Arbid Amate Sharia Lahuk Rashi. Rashi says here at the middle towards the last third of the big Rashi to the bottom. The IT Arbid Amate Shari, the Tlatin Vitrain. You had 32 to begin with. Vahavu Lehu Tlatin Vashit. Now add another 4, now you've got 36,000 Amas. Right? Square Amas. The Halitani Migrashavia. Because we said square. So Akula Miltakai, it goes when we say it was a quarter, it goes when the whole thing is a quarter. Revia Cheshbon Kulo Shir B'tchumim V'Kranot. Right, so now, but we still haven't got it a quarter. Because we saw now that this becomes 4, 8, 12, 16, 24, 28, 32, 36. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, right? 36. And now we've got to be at 12. So 12 out of 36 is a third. That's the way I was up to. Right? So still, so Gemara says, Akati Tiltavia. It's only a third. So Gemara says like this, Mi savart beribua ka'amar, be'igula ka'amar. Gemara says, what do you mean? You work here as a square. We talking now when it's round, when it's a circle. Why when it's a circle? It says like this, be'igula ka'amar, kama meruba yeter ala igu. How much is a square greater surface area than a circle? It says revia, it's an extra quarter. Okay? So now, dal revia minahu. If you take out of the actual, now he's saying, yeah, because we created the square around the town. But tachlis, this is the town. These areas over here are actually part of the migrash. To be honest with you, I don't understand the answer. Okay, I'm not going to leave you here too satisfied. I apologize. Right? He says, kama merubi yetchala igul revia. So now, dal revia, and take out the quarter, pashu leyu tisha. Now you left with 9, but Tisha Mitlatin Vishita Revia. Now 936 is a quarter. So that's the answer that Gemara gives to the quarter. We're going to end up over here. Have a good Yontif, have a good day, enjoy Chol HaMoed, and we'll carry on tomorrow.